This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a resolution that will authorize lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas. The subpoenas are meant to aid the congressional investigation of the Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. The vote is a measured response to the White House refusal to cooperate with the House, rather than the impeachment effort some Democratic lawmakers have been backing. I should have said a more measured response. The House Republicans say the investigation is meant to distract from more important issues, such as the immigration crisis at the United States southern border. Talk show host Jon Stewart appeared in Congress on Tuesday with first responders to the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center to tell lawmakers why they need to reauthorize the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, which is facing depletion after less than two decades. When only five members of Congress attended the hearing, Stewart unleashed some emotional and blistering remarks.
And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one.
Stewart said the poorly attended session was symbolic of how hard it is to get health care and benefits for 9/11 responders, some of whom have cancer or other illnesses related to their work following the terrorist attack.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Several of the absent members told reporters they were monitoring the hearing while attending to other business. This is VOA News. Authorities in Mali are urging rival ethnic groups to show